It was a dark time for the ancient Israelites when they escaped slavery in Egypt. They were pursued by the Egyptian army. They were heading out into the wilderness where they did not know if they would survive. Older Israelites would die on the journey, but had hope for their future descendants. Yet they followed Moses. In the middle of that dark journey through the wilderness, God was with them and fed them with manna. God promised to be their God if they observed his covenant. If you listen to my voice and keep my covenant, you will be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. Jesus, faithful to his Father, entered his own dark journey of his passion and death. Yet his faithful Father raised him to new life. The young girl, Anne Frank, lived in a time of darkness. During World War II, Hitler's army was arresting the Jewish people and sending them to concentration camps. Many would die in the gas chambers. Anne herself would die of typhus in one of those camps. She was a 15-year-old girl who had been in hiding for several years with 8 other Jewish people before being betrayed. During her time in hiding, she kept a journal, which after her death was given to her father who survived the Holocaust. He had the diary published. In her evening prayer, she prayed, "I thank you, God, for all that is good and dear and beautiful. I am filled with joy. I don't think of the misery, but of the beauty that remains. I know that I am a woman with inward strength and plenty of courage. If God lets me live, I shall not remain insignificant. I shall work in the world and for humanity, and I know that first and foremost, I shall require courage and cheerfulness." We may all face times of challenge and darkness. We have our wilderness or desert experiences. We are aware of wars fought and political intrigue by those who desire to be powerful. We may be aware of abuse in families. Many feel fearful, victimized, and look for someone to save them. Anne Frank gives us an example of one instead who chose to be courageous and cheerful, overcome her fear with joy, and spend her life working for the good of the world and humanity. She did not lose hope in darkness. In today's gospel, Jesus saw the people of his time as troubled, abandoned, and like sheep without a shepherd. So he gathered his 12 apostles. He instructed them with teachings now contained in the gospels. He sent them to proclaim and make known the kingdom of God, where God is faithful to them, and they were his people. The Pope and the bishops of the church today are entrusted with the responsibility of guiding the church, as did the apostles. Their mission is to help guide us through wilderness experiences and dark times, and to remind us that we are God's special possession, dear to God, even though all the earth belongs to him. They are to confront the world of darkness. Priests also are called to share in Christ's work of shepherding. Today the church needs priests to challenge a worldly kingdom contrary to God's covenant. There are young men who have heard Christ's call to this life. Will they have the courage to respond? We can fail to live up to God's covenant renewed in the blood of Jesus, which we celebrate in Eucharist. We can be a people who want our own freedom above the law. We can give in to our fears and lack joy or cheerfulness. Do we then fail our own calling to bring light into the darkness of our time? Anne Frank, from the darkness of the world in which she lived, still saw so much beauty and goodness. She desired, if she had the opportunity, to make a significant contribution to humanity, to the good of people, and not merely to save her own life. She wrote, "I must uphold my ideals, for perhaps the time will come when I am able to carry them out." If we are faithful to God and His covenant, He will guide us into the light. We read in Luke's Gospel, "In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace."